Yesterday morning, Deacon Dave, Deacon Guillermo, and I gathered with about 1,200 other people at St. Mark's Church in Huntersville for the ordination of 15 new permanent deacons for the Diocese of Charlotte. Ordinations are always beautiful. The celebration begins just like a normal Mass, except that there are about 100 people in the entrance procession. There are the servers, there are the men who will be ordained, there are the deacons of the diocese, there are the priests, and finally there is the bishop. He is the apostle who will ordain these men by the laying on of his hands and prayer. After the reading of the gospel, the candidates for ordination were called forward, each by name. The bishop asked them if they were willing to accept the office of deacon and be faithful to the life of prayer and service, which are part of the diaconal ministry. Then, one by one, each candidate went and knelt before the bishop. I've done this twice. Each one placed their hands in the hands of the bishop. And the bishop asked each one of them, "Do you promise respect and obedience to me and my successors?" It's a promise of today and tomorrow and every day after that. Then the candidates lay prostrate on the floor as the congregation sings the Litany of the Saints. Everyone who has been ordained remembers that time on the church floor. There's nothing quite like it. It's filled with memory and with prayer and emotion. The congregation sings over the candidates, "Bless these chosen men. Bless and sanctify these chosen men. Bless, sanctify, and consecrate these chosen men." And then one by one, the candidates come before the bishop, and he lays his hands on their head. The prayer of ordination follows. The Holy Spirit is invoked. The new deacons are then vested in the stole and the dalmatic. And then each one goes before the bishop and kneels. The bishop places the book of the Gospels in the new deacon's hands and says, "Receive the gospel of Christ, whose herald you have become. Believe what you read. Teach what you believe. Practice what you teach." And at that moment, they become witnesses of the resurrection. We are blessed in this parish with the ministry and presence of four deacons: Deacon Sidney, Deacon Roland, Deacon Guillermo, and Deacon Dave. Among the four of them, our parish is blessed with over 65 years of diaconal ministry. And if you want to throw me and Father Corey in, because we were deacons before we were priests, that number gets us to about 80 years. I celebrated my 10th anniversary as a deacon on Holy Thursday. Like the 15 new deacons, our deacons are witnesses of the resurrection. They have seen and believed. They have believed and shared. They have shared and received by their sharing one of the most precious gifts that God can give. Because the fruit of evangelization, the fruit of sharing the gospel, is a fellow believer, a companion on the journey. They are witnesses. Witnesses see and believe. Witnesses believe and share. Witnesses share and they believe. And we are witnesses. Jesus says we are. Peter says we are. We are witnesses. Deacon Guillermo and Deacon Dave are currently working with the next class of deacon candidates. For the last two classes of deacons who were ordained, I taught one of their preaching classes. And today's gospel gives us a clear pattern for Christian preaching. It's also a clear example of Christian conversation. Jesus shows us how to share his gospel. Because the first word of preaching is a word of grace. On the day of the resurrection, Jesus Christ did not say, "I'm disappointed in you." Jesus Christ did not say, "You broke the rules." Jesus did not even say, "Where were you on Friday?"
The first words are words of grace and consolation. Peace be with you. The word of grace comes before the word of challenge. Because the word of grace opens hearts. The word of grace opens minds. The word of grace brings comfort. It comes before the word of challenge. The word of challenge is followed by the word of invitation. The word of invitation is followed by a word of hope. The word of hope is followed by the promise of renewal and a share in the mission. In this brief passage we read from Luke's Gospel, we move from the word of grace, peace be with you, to the share in the mission, you are witnesses of these things. Jesus shows us how to share. Jesus shows us how to be witnesses. And no, we weren't actually at the empty tomb on Easter morning. And no, we didn't actually walk from Jerusalem to Emmaus. And we weren't actually in the upper room when Jesus appeared on that Sunday evening. But we are here in this room, and Jesus is here. Jesus is here in the word proclaimed. Jesus is here in the community of the baptized gathered for worship. Jesus is here in the priest who proclaims, prays, and consecrates. And Jesus will be here in the simple gifts of bread and wine transformed into his precious body and blood. Jesus is here, and we are his witnesses. We see by the light of faith and believe by the light of glory. We believe and we will share. We will proclaim with lives radiant in the gospel glory. And like the disciples who came back from Emmaus, we can proclaim the Lord is risen, and we met him in the breaking of the bread. Amen.